Chief, you there? I think she was going to call me earlier. I thought she said we can go.
He jumps anyways. When he gets him.
Okay. All right. Oh, we got to pour them anyway, no matter what. Over here. Since we put the line or not earning. Okay. Public comment. Nothing from public comment. Approval of the minutes.
I would like to make one change. I didn't see it. We talked briefly. Chief made some comments about the study that the town's going to commission about the future staffing in the fire department. We've called it different names, but I think he sounded encouraging that there's some progress being made. I believe what he said was they're going out to bid, if not last month, this month. So I would just like to get in the minutes that the town is making progress on the future staffing needs of the fire department. And
Okay.
should I grab Matt? See if Matt? I didn't see Matt.
Didn't see him here. Pocket in. I didn't see his truck out there either, so.
There at the Lake Winnipesaukee, I believe. There were a whole bunch of people.
Oh, okay.
Explain that.
Make
Okay, get
a
so
motion for the
make a
minutes.
motion to approve the minutes
Make
as
a motion.
amended.
Yeah, make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
And
All in favor? Aye. Railroad's coming too. Probably got no bills going around. Correspondence. Nothing. And the only other thing has to be correspondence from the chief. Did he send you anything? Or no.
No.
Right. I guess fire marshal then.
First, I want to apologize. The business is something I can see. Remember, I have a master list that I don't want to put on there. So that's why you said, it is. So I said, well, I'm going to fix this. And we went to a taco night and I snooped around and I found a sign and this I just never put on my master list. It is. So I can tell your brother sometime in September, late September, it's going to need to be inspected once a year because it's assembly. Not the liquor permit thing.
No liquor permit, just assembly.
It's an assembly, all assemblies up there. Stuff like
Right. Just such a liquor permit. Yeah.
but your brother
Okay.
knows it,
Yeah.
it's same stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, with that. The senior Knox to show up on Center Drive. There's a couple more left. We met with a new school superintendent. Seems like a pretty nice guy. I was on vacation 20 to 26. I didn't see a report from the state fire and explosion investigation unit for a Dean fire. Comically, I've never seen this before, but there was a big right in front of it. It's not for eyes. It's not from them. And it's pretty much identical to what I wrote, because we, collaborated on this thing. And, so the town has a file for every building in town, but we can't, so I can't put it in there. And the report that I put together, there's no room for a big binder, so it's behind the building official, but I don't have any room in my cubby for it. So I didn't know really what to do with it. It's supposed to be, like top secret. So I went to Kathy, and she said, the town does have a safe for top secret documents. That's where it went. In case something happens in me, if you ever need it, that's where it is. I thought it was different. But anyway.
Could something like that be scanned in or something like that? And or it's too big just to
Oh,
keep on
yeah, it
file
was.
someplace in the because the future wouldn't be, would it?
Well, I got my
State,
report, which is pretty much identical to the state report,
okay.
almost identical. But theirs, for some reason, right on the cover, it says for, no eyes can be on it. No, you just can't put it so people can thumb through it. It's not, I mean, even the one I put together, like I said, it's behind a building official. Somebody just walks in off the street and is curious. They're not gonna look at it. Go talk to
Yeah.
Mr. Dean because he's got about it. So was different.
Yeah. Well, it's just like after the paperwork problems we had,
I want to make sure we're always covered.
Yeah.
And if something happens to you tomorrow, is there, you know, is there something on the file with the town, you know, in a, your report that would say, see such and such a place for complete?
No, on my computer, I've got everything on the computer and on a stick. Plus, I just put one book together because we didn't need.
You know, not trying to bump you off her.
Even Mr. Dean, I stopped in and I, you know, to give it to, so I gave him my stick. And then, of course, after that is when the town came up with a policy that you can't use sticks on town equipment anymore. I mean, they did that 20 years ago. I'm surprised they didn't do it here. Now they did. There's a brand new stick. So he got that copy. It's on the computer and it's also in the office. But the state police one is locked up, you know. I mean, I can make a note that if somebody ever.
What's I mean? Is there, that, like you said, not trying to get rid of everything, but
yeah.
In the future, if,
oh, yeah.
You know, you quit 5 years from now and
oh, yeah.
You're in Florida or something like that, and they go,
yeah.
Hey, where's that file? Because we're getting sued.
Yeah. But like I said, my report is almost identical to theirs because we did basically the whole thing together anyway. So
cool.
It just surprised me that like top secret is from them, you know?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was different.
Okay.
So following up with 890 Boston Turnpike, I finally got into A2 and B2, so now I got them all. I had a conversation with Jim and also with Carrie about A10. I also talked to the officers here one day. I saw them during the day, and it's can't do much, really. I mean, Jim adamantly said that the town's not going to put up $2,000-$3,000 or whatever it cost the last time to clean the place out. And she's not going to do anything about it. So it's, I don't know. If it gets really bad, we've got everything in writing, you know, in case. But now they meet the ambulance out in the hallway. The ambulance shows up. You know, the boys show up and, you know.
So there have been calls this month.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
That was for her.
Not sure I didn't.
Yeah. Was she in the hallway?
I wasn't there.
Because if he goes to the hospital, then a day later she calls because she's hungry.
Which one's this?
A10. They've been. It's a problem. It's hoarding like you wouldn't believe. They don't pay. All their clothes in the bathtub. And all their smoke detectors work. There is a small path, but, you know, there's some egress in there, but it's they keep collecting stuff. And the town paid a lot of money a couple of years ago to go in there and hire somebody to clean it out. And now it's right back to where it was. And they just go pick up stuff and put it in there. They're just, or they order stuff from Amazon, put it in there. Problem with Carrie says they're still in their late 50s. So qualifying for any sort of aid from, they're not old though. So it's a problem.
You think through mental health or something like that, they could do it, but. Because according to the mental issue, you know, with some of it.
And that's why, you know, working with Carrie and, you know, like I said, talking to Jim about it, just he's just mad. He doesn't want to put any more money into it.
Oh, yeah. Now,
so we just got to ride the storm out and hope for the best, I guess. Everything's documented.
Yeah. I just don't want anybody going in there and getting hurt either.
Yeah.
That's right. That's our concern as far as the fire department.
Exactly.
Would be someone goes in there and stuff falls over on them and someone gets hurt, and that's.
I told the guy, I said, you know, when I went in and checked the smoke detectors out, you know, I said, you guys go call the ambulance all the time. You can't, you got to have egress to make sure people can move around. And I know. So, I don't know. Anyway, they're not the only ones, but the worst ones. 14 Carpenter Road with a building official for a fire door installation. She had to finish off one last door so she sold the property. 10, 12, and 14 Carpenter Road. Jerry, you know, sold everything, including the tower. But she had to finish this up. There was one door that needed to be installed, so we checked that out. It's all set. Then there was an egress issue and a complaint from South Road Apartments. I won't even go into that long story. Reinspected the Blairo gas station. They did what they had to do. Reinspected Georgina's. They did what they had to do. What's been happening, a lot of these places, if I reinspect businesses, it's because of the smoke detector, fire extinguishers, and if we test it once a year. And Manchester Fire Extinguisher does a lot of them in Bolton. You know, there's other companies too, but he does, and he's been picking up more and more businesses have been folding And he's like flat out. So sometimes people just have trouble getting somebody to come check them. So, but they're done. Boone Post Office was re-inspected. They're all set. 188 Boston Turnpike Apartments got the air laid. They're all done. Boulden Kennels at 3 years been done. Mitchell Fuel at 3 years been done. And then Dollar General did an egress check on them.
They weren't too bad. I went there today and okay. stopped in there, and
that
I didn't
girl,
see anything in the hallway
yeah,
today.
That girl that's the manager, she's been fantastic. Her business is debacle a couple of years ago. We're closing them, and she's been really good. But now I guess she's so good, they're promoting her to some kind of a upper
Oh,
level.
great.
So they're having they have a new manager there. So.
Yeah, I was surprised because I looked around, went in there quick to pick up a couple things. And oh, doesn't look bad today, but there's no holiday, so.
So I got a couple more businesses to finish up for the 3 year, maybe about four or five, a handful. I got to start doing assemblies for there to be about a year and a half or some assemblies to get done. And then I still need to inspect all the town buildings. So that's next month or so. That's it.
Okay, report. Any old business?
I have an update on Reach Across America.
Okay.
Okay, so if everyone would like to take a flyer and pass them down and bring them to the last meeting. So the update is I've been working with the chief, and he has assured us that he's going to help us out for that day. The fire department is with all of our needs.
Yeah,
And
he brought it up to me at the moment.
yes, and they're going to sponsor 10 wreaths for us, which is awesome. And we've been going to Jennifer Baum, and I went to the concert on the Green last Wednesday, and
If you
got
go
a few
there,
sponsors.
you have to.
Yeah, we're going to try to go to all the concerts. But this new flyer has the QR code here, so if you want to make a donation, you can just go right. This will bring us right to our website, and you can make a donation online. You can write a check. You can pay in cash. You know, whatever you'd like to do, if you're interested. But we are plugging along, and
I know
we're
my sister
getting there.
posted it a couple times online.
Yes. Yeah, tell her thank you. So that's about it. Any questions on that?
I just want one quick question. Does the Bolton Fire Department honor past members that have passed
Oh, yeah.
in a different cemetery?
Whether it's different ceremonies, whether it's chiefs about the bricks, there's the memorial, the scholarship fund that in memory of, there's actually two for scholarship funding, $350 at least each. At least so $700 to the Bolton Scholarship Fund for kids, and I'm probably leaving things out involving past members. There's a church in Norwich, which is the annual firefighters mass. So we've attended that sometimes, not recently. But yeah.
We should do it every couple of years. You know, if you add any bricks or something like that, maybe do a something every couple of years or something.
Yeah, Chief is all on top of
Oh
that.
yeah, he takes
Yeah,
good care of it.
yeah.
Okay, any new business? Budget is going to be the big thing. We, of course, who knows where that's going to stand? I don't. Chief didn't contact me at all. I don't think they're attacked us too much with anything yet, as far as I know. So.
Yeah, you see different things of what they're seem to be cutting back on.
After the meeting's over, I'll tell you on next event.
Yeah. Okay.
No other new business? Can we take a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second. No, what's favorite?
What's the time?
Really, just quick on Dollar General, one of our guys. Plan to bring these firefighters working there.
Awesome.
Say if you need some scoop.
Now what I do notice is she has those carts like Restaurant Depot that she